This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's a list of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's what you're going to get in the next hour, conversation about the list and other things going on in the world of news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague and friend Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the charts for the week of July 11th to the 15th. As usual, his crew is on the job and at the ready to give us the background stories, the things that are on these lists, and related conversations about the things on the list. So, Michael, you can give us the best.
Okay. Here we go. And it is quite a... can you hear me? Just making sure we're connected.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. All right. We have at number 10, the James Webb Space Telescope. Very interesting. Number 9, surprise story that broke at the end of the week. Ivana Trump has died. 73 years old. Heart failure. At number 8, a tie between immigration, race relations, and abortion rights. Crime and guns at number 7. Big tech, Elon Musk, and censorship at number 6. At number 5, we have COVID-19. That BA5 Omicron offshoot variant is causing a lot of trouble. At number 4, Russia-Ukraine war tied with foreign affairs in general. Sri Lanka's got some turmoil going on there. And Biden is in the Middle East. He just visited Israel. He's going to be with the Palestinians and then on to Saudi Arabia. At number 3, the January 6th committee hearings. That's a bundle of surprises and nonstop excitement. Number 2, the economy. Number 1, partisan politics and elections, primaries, midterms, presidential. I mean, it's always election season in America these days. On the people survey at number 10, Ivana Trump. Vladimir Putin and Brittany Griner at number 9. Jill Biden at 8, Elon Musk at 7, number 6, Pat Cipollone, number 5, Liz Cheney, Kamala Harris is at 4, and number 3, Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, they're still having their feud, and one of the great feuders of all time, of course, is Donald Trump, he's at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and another power-packed week of interest and intrigue.
Number 7 on the people list, Pat Cipollone. When we go through some of the things of late, we found names on the lists that we've never heard before. They're getting the kind of, 15 minutes of fame. This guy is someone that was an attorney in the White House, and he's involved in the rhubarb of January 6th, but you know, he's in the spotlight. Who gets in the spotlight next week? Who's there?
Well, he's the White House he was the White House counsel. That's the White House lawyer, who's not really the lawyer of the president. He's a lawyer who's in the White House to keep the president in line so that the president knows what's legal and what's not legal. When you wield that enormous amount of power, it's very easy to overstep your boundaries. Of course, Trump didn't seem to worry about that.
Worry about that too much?
and he's gotten away with it, which is he's gotten away with things that no other president would have gotten away
Why?
With.
Why has he gotten away with? Why do you think, why do we, you know, these people that are so offended when anybody takes a shot at Trump or he can do no wrong? I'm so tired of listening to those people. It's like it's a religion. Trumpism has become a religion. And people say to me, well, you're on a lot of right-wing stations. Isn't it dangerous to say that? Not if we have freedom of speech. If we don't have freedom of speech, maybe it isn't good.
It's not dangerous to say it as much as it was a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, because within the conservative movement, within the Republican Party and the adjacent conservative movement, there's increasing pressure to get Trump out of the picture. Conservatives and Republicans are increasingly disgusted with Trump. Not everybody. It's still controversial. He still wields power. He's still probably the biggest name and voice and power in the Republican Party, but not as much as he was. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, if you said something against Trump within conservative circles, you were, you're dead meat.
Right.
It's not the case anymore.
Or on the radio, too.
but with that, as I said, within conservative circles, which includes to a large extent radio. The question you asked, though, is how has he gotten away with it? Then you answered it. He's gotten away with it because he has such a strong political base. If he didn't have
So then let's dig deeper into that. Why does he have such a strong political base?
That's a very good question.
What is going on in America that a guy like that, who is rude, crude, insolent, angry, he had a lot of stuff that is, if we could erase that from the realities of, but you can't. I mean, he did a lot of great things in his presidency, I thought. He did a lot of very constructive things and fixed some stuff. But that personality and always just on the edge of pushing everybody to the limit, it's not a comfortable place to be. It's not where, you know, where we ought to be. You don't get anything done when you're on edge like that all the time.
Well, and
there's
also,
always
I
something
mean,
wrong.
I mean, the real issue is, did he try to mount an illegal coup?
Yeah.
I mean, did he?
Yeah.
If that's the case, I mean, that's insane. That's never happened.
And does he even really? Well, maybe he's the definition or the picture person for insanity. Maybe I'm guessing he didn't really even. I'm guessing that he woke up in the morning and he didn't say, "Okay, I'm going to overthrow the government. I'm going to fix." I don't think he thought of it that way. I think he just goes and bullies his way from one thing to the next to the next to the next. And I'm betting that even the day of or the day before, he really, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here, he really didn't, when he said, you're fine Americans, you know, he wasn't really telling them to go, I hope that, I don't know, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, maybe I shouldn't, but I don't think he's that big a thinker, frankly. I don't think he thinks ahead at all. I think he just reacts. He's not an actor. He's a reactor.
Well, whether that's true or not, there's growing evidence to indicate that he knew what he was doing all along.
Absolutely. I think that's
part
true.
Part of his plan to have a coup and to have it.
So what do you do with him? If he's still popular, so do we risk having more violence? Because if this guy, if he goes to trial, I mean, he's not, nothing is, you used to talk about Reagan as Teflon. Nobody's been Teflon like Trump has been Teflon. Nothing sticks. So is this going to stick? I'm at a loss for words. He was supposedly, according to people in the inner circle that I heard about this week, he was ready to announce yesterday or the day before, but didn't because Ivana died. Otherwise, he was ready. I'm going to run again. And in the face of all of this hoopla and all the investigation, he's actually thinking of announcing the next run for president?
Well, I mean, this has been part of his plan all along,
is to
regain the White House. Isn't that obvious?
Yeah, it is obvious. It's also...
And here's the irony.
Crazy.
Here's the irony of it all. Both he and Biden are so unpopular among general Americans that it's not like one's popular and the other isn't, that it is now being said that the only person that Biden could beat is Trump.
Isn't it sick? Where are the people that can run the country?
Well, we have a complicated situation to work out, no question about it. No question.
It really is. All right, 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here to talk to you for a moment about Term Provider. Term Provider, the easy way to buy life insurance. You can protect your family, get peace of mind. No matter what your malady, at Term Provider, they will take care of getting you the best you can get. They're going to go around to all the insurance carriers. You don't have to do it because that's what they get paid to do. No matter what your problem is, you'll be able to get a policy. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped a lot of people just like you. No matter if you have diabetes, maybe you have other malady, whatever the malady is, call them and get the results that you're looking for. 800-230-2777. The scale should be tipped in your favor. You want $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month? Then call them right now at Term Provider. 800-230-2777.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body, make sure you're healthy, use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown show. We're talking about the charts from this past week. The I tied number 8 and number 9 together. Because there was a story, at least one floating around this week, Michael, about an immigrant, an illegal immigrant, who impregnated a girl, a 10-year-old girl in Ohio, and the business of her having to go to Indiana, and still, I don't even know, I'm not sure what the conclusion of the story, whether she was able to get the abortion there or not, but imagine in 2022 a situation where there was another circumstance in Texas where a woman's life was in danger, the baby is in danger, and so you're going to not save either one of them, not allow an abortion. The governor of Texas is suing the federal government because the feds have said doctors need to provide abortions for people in these circumstances, and the governor of Texas says no. And so people's lives are in danger.
Yeah, well, that's a part of the abortion debate. The story about the 10-year-old is probably the highest-profile story in the abortion situation because it not only is it bringing up the question of whether, you know, a rape situation should be taken into account in terms of abortion or health situations, but this whole thing about going across state lines, there's a tremendous amount of struggle going on between states right now, to as evidenced by the Texas situation and the Ohio-Indiana situation, as to whether or not women should have the right to be able to go to another state to have an abortion. And that's the big issue this week.
Isn't it amazing? You have these conversations. I think I may have asked you this. So I always ask you what you and your wife talk about with regard to these things. And you and the staff, it's your job to monitor all of this stuff. But in, you know, the comfort of a meal at home or wherever it is, these conversations come up. And do you like to talk about the things that sort of are from work, or do you leave work at work?
Well, I mean, we don't leave work because we live in this world. This is our these topics are the world in which we live, as opposed to them being part of our work world. That's really funny that you bring that up. Some talk show hosts actually think that current events are there to provide them with material.
All right, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, the overview of the top stories of the week. Gee, Big Brother didn't make it in this week. I'm so surprised.
Big Brother?
Big Brother, the television. Remember the old group Big Brother and the Holding Company? I was wondering whether that was...
Joplin's band.
Yeah, right. But the term Big Brother, do you remember? I'm trying to search back in my mind.
Big Brother is from Orwell. Big Brother comes from George Orwell's 1984. Big Brother is the government, the nanny state, the surveillance state, the police state, collectively called Big Brother. And we do have a Big Brother situation today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure do.
Especially with the diminishment of privacy that's coming at us from all sides. As a matter of fact, I've always said the most important thing for freedom and democracy and Americanism is the First Amendment. I still believe that. However, I have subsequently come to believe that privacy is one of the major parts of that foundation. That if you lose privacy, even if you have the First Amendment, it doesn't help. Because if anybody has access to your personal information on every level, the way it's happening, you can't be free.
No, and so that's part of what's compromising our entire country. Too many people, you can look at, we point the fickle finger of fate, the blame game is played, social media, all these devices. Okay, so the cat's out of the bag, if you will, now, and everybody has Facebook, everybody's got Instagram, everybody's got Twitter, and they're all looking to see what other people are saying about the nonsense of the day, and mostly the nonsense. I just read a survey of, it was 11%. Hold on just a second. Let me see. This is something I wanted to bring up with you anyway. There's a Gallup survey of the confidence Americans have in their institutions. And it this week reveals a decline in the ratings for TV news, with only 11% of the respondents, and there were 2,000 people surveyed for this, which is a pretty good sampling. 11%, Michael, of respondents expressed a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in TV news. 11% say that they think the TV news is swell. That's 5 percentage points off from last year. And Congress is the only organization that's less, 7% confidence level there. And so all of this hoopla that we talk about here on our program is because of, I guess, the different points of view and the different ways things are presented, these things, are we talking to a smaller group or people just tuning us out because they don't believe? You know, some people think, because this, we talk about news, this is the News Talk survey, News Talk, the chart, the countdown is about News Talk radio. So if only 11% of the people who think that the news media has got something going, are, should we be doing, should we call us the social media countdown?
I don't know. You mentioned, you're crossing a lot of boundaries there. At first you said that it was 11% have confidence in TV news. That's a very different thing than the News Talk radio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, some of them may have some confidence in it. I mean, 11%, it's not a complete picture. And also, as far as audiences being diminished, that's because of fractionalization due to so many channels. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a mainstream media anymore. It's all fractionalized media. Even the big, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, the alphabet soup media that we used to think in the 20th century was the backbone of American communications, they no longer have the same audience shares because there are so many other places to get information. And social media is a major part of how people communicate today.
It's amazing. The poll also shows that large tech companies rank higher than TV news. 26% said the tech companies, the social media, are better than the regular news media. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News. Senator Joe Manchin said Thursday he won't support the president's Build Back Better plan. On the West Virginia radio show Metro News Talkline, Manchin says it won't be inflammatory to add more inflation.
It takes the taxes to pay for the investment in the clean technology that I'm in favor of. But I'm not going to do something and overreach that causes more problems.
His decision comes after Wednesday's CPI report showing that inflation rate jumped to 9.1%, the highest in 40 years. The president now saying he supports a slimmed-down bill that aims at lowering prescription drug prices. Tiger Woods got emotional as he finished his second round at the Open Championship in Scotland. Woods is at 9 over par and missed the cut. Woods saying he doesn't know if he'll be physically able to play another Open Championship at St. Andrews. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back in the saddle here. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with the charts from this second week of July. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael has been doing this with me for decades. And it still feels fresh. It feels important. It feels like we are in the know, and the people who are listening are in the know as well. I can remember an old radio show, the host of the program would say, in the know and on the go on the Blankety Blank Show. And even though that's corny, it is kind of that's kind of where we are.
I like wordplay. I've always enjoyed the old DJs and the... Just DJs, it's ministers, you know, all kinds of people who are in the talking game have... wonderful wordplay. Sometimes it's corny, but sometimes, you know, it's only corny based upon the time period. When it's new, it's not corny. And but I like wordplay. You know, the stacks of wax.
Oh, God, yes. Moldy, oldy, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right. So, but yet the fascination that I have by listening to really good conversation on the air. Remember, we risk having the audience tune out a little bit when we talk with some of these older guys that did the great. I remember Gene Burns, who was a great radio host in Boston and down in Florida and New York City, did a national show. He talked. I remember. One night, he talked about why German vehicles had textured camouflage during World War II, and he made an hour out of it. Now, why am I thinking about that now? I haven't the slightest idea. But there are still some guys around that can paint those pictures. John Batchelor comes to mind. And there are a lot of good hosts. I think once in a while, you know, you and I, when we're having fun doing this, we kind of bring up stuff that nobody else is talking about. And yet it's interesting. You can make an interesting conversation out of almost anything. If you
My philosophy is to try to make it a meaningful listening experience for the audience. as opposed to just, you know, for my own entertainment. I advise other people who are in commentary or in announcing or newscasting or whatever it is, try to bring something to the table. You know, they call it in modern jargon a takeaway. Give them something that they can use, something that, will make their life better or provide them with some entertainment or information or, you know, ideally both. But not just to blabber for the sake of blabbering. That's not
okay. Good. So here's an example of that. Can I call on another example?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
No, it's our show. It's you and me. There was a somebody called and was talking about Tom Selleck, who was promoting reverse mortgages. And are these really, because they have kind of a bad, you know, they kind of have a bad rap attached to them. And whether or not it was a good idea to get reverse mortgages was the conversation.
If I could just jump in real fast, another thing that has a bad rap are aging actors being signed up to endorse commercials for reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
That's a meme unto itself.
But yes, it is. No. Well, Alex Trebek did one. Tom Selleck did one. Ed McMahon did one, I remember. I'm trying to think of some of the other people that have done them. And the question you bring up is, do they still have credibility when they sell something that's controversial like that? And do the people that hire them because they have credibility and they want to give more credibility to the product that they're selling because their product doesn't have credibility?
Well, that's the whole endorsement thing. That's why they have celebrity endorsements, is to give credibility to a product because somebody famous that you've heard of is telling you it's okay.
Yeah.
And especially something that's geared to older people, such as a reverse mortgage, when you see an actor or an actress or some figure that you've known over the years, you tend to think of them as a friend and somebody you can depend on. But it's not necessarily the case.
No. All right. So anyway, I had a good conversation about how to... this really worked, the equity in your home and how it worked. It just was a good conversation helping people. It's actually Dave Ramsey, who does a fabulous show helping people. That's where I heard that. Isn't he? He's number three on the Hot 100, I think, now, isn't he? Or two?
Number two. Where is he?
Number two, yeah, there you go.
Number three, but somebody moved aside by the name of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, somebody moved aside, all right. Assumed room temperature. Remember when he used to use that phrase all the time? God love him. Okay, number five on our list is COVID. So here's the confusion. Dr. Fauci this week was quoted as saying that the vaccines may not have done their job, or something, I'm paraphrasing, but something pretty close to that. After all these months of people being told to get the vaccines, and if you don't, you're going to put yourself in danger, he said there may be something in the vaccine. It sounded like... he doesn't really know. He was the spokesperson. He was kind of like the Ed McMahon of getting the shots. All right? He's supposedly credible because he runs that division and yada, yada. The right loved to rip him apart because he had, you know, there are some legitimate concerns about who this guy really is and what his shtick really is all about. But I thought it was pretty bold to have what we all were told was the conclusive way to not die of COVID is to get the shot. Well, okay, now maybe that's not 100% true. So here we are going around in that spin.
It might have been true, but, you know, COVID has a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's fair to blame the doctors and blame the medical industry and blame the pharmaceuticals completely. It's not
maybe a little.
Well, to a certain degree, yes. But all I'm saying is that we're still not out of the woods. We don't fully understand the nature of what it is we're dealing with, and it's very disturbing. But it shouldn't be a matter of pointing fingers and blaming. It should be a matter of just understanding that this is something, you know, you and I were talking recently about that the questions of the universe are bigger than, you know, what we know. And,
yeah.
And we'll talk more about that later. But the fact of the matter is we don't know a lot. And we have to take it one step at a time. So I think all the finger pointing about the vaccines and Fauci is not productive. I don't think he, you know, people say he's evil and that he's part of plots. I don't think that's the case. I think he's just a human being like anybody else, trying to do the best he can. Maybe I'm naive.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody that does this for as long as we've done it is naive. I, you know, maybe we give the benefit of the doubt. Earlier in the week, there was a lot of speculation about Boris Johnson because he is leaving the prime ministership, and the way that we in America are so concerned about what goes on in England. Well, I'll tell you something. If you go to England, the people in England are very concerned about what's going on in America. As a matter of fact, some of the talk radio people over there spend most of their time not talking about what's going on in England, but they're talking about what's going on in America.
Well, when America gets a cold, everybody sneezes. It's fascinating how foreign commentators, news people, and everyday people seem to know more about what's going on in the United States than the Americans do.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the other place that I find in my travels that gives you the same sort of toot is Israel. When you go to Israel, you find out. I find. Remember when you and I went? We went a couple of times, actually. We went kind of by ourselves the second time. But when you go over there, you find, at least this was my experience, you find out more about what's going on in America sometimes in these foreign lands than we find out here. There seems to be more. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, you are. I think it's very important, based on what you're saying, that Americans who really want to be in the know read international press, mm-hmm. that they don't just consume American news. Find out what the BBC says. Find out what the press in France and Spain and all around the world what they're saying, because there are different angles on what's happening in America. And so much of the American media is based upon what sells. In other words, what do people want to hear? What do people want to read? What is their mindset? What is the ideology? And we'll serve up red meat to make them happy. We'll target audiences based on their preconceived notions and give them what they want.
Well, isn't that their job? That's the way they get people to listen, and they sell advertising to help people in their businesses. That's our job.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
It is a problem.
It's a huge problem. and it's something that we have to wrestle with. Otherwise, everything will be fake news. Everything will be manipulation. Mm-hmm. And we'll be in the dark. And yet, it's a better system. A commercial media is a better system than the government or some tribunal or board making the decision as to what's right and wrong. And what's true and false. So we're caught between a rock and a hard place. If you commercialize it, well, then the money rules, and people target audiences based on, you know, clickbait and all that. And if you try to create some type of a standard by which, you know, truth is important, you wind up with an authoritarian state. It ain't easy to be a human being, Doug.
No, that's for sure, man. All right, so shall I endorse a product?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's take a moment for me to endorse a product that I've used for 5 years. They've been on my various programs. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, completely drug-free, and works 86% of the time. That's why they're still in business, because the product works. And you don't have to go on a crash diet and exercise stuff. And all these people that take drugs to lose weight, or they go in and they have their belly carved up by some guy with a knife that is looking for a bottle of fat. Have you ever seen, by the way, the results of people who have one of those lip, what do they call it? Liposuction. That's it. Yeah. Have you seen the quart? I saw this once. A quart bottle filled with yellow fat. And that was what they took out of the gut of this woman. And I think to myself, ooh. But that's what you got in your body if you're not losing. And if you want to lose and keep it off, that's the Calitrin method. Toploss.com is their website. I don't need to endorse it. Go to the website and you look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have had the experience with Calitrin and how it's worked. Take their word for it. Don't take my word for it. Made in the USA, certified by the FDA. Help yourself to Calitrin's way to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. When you check out at toploss.com, use the code Doug for free shipping. Also, for the great deal that they have going on this month, you buy any number of units and you get the exact same number of units that don't cost you anything. So two for the price of one, to help you on your way to being healthy forever and ever. Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com, listed every week, the top 10 people, top 10 stories. We go through them so you'll have an idea what the actual list is, but you can look them up on those services as well. Brittany Griner and her sad fate, number 10. Putin, who is in charge of her fate, it would seem, number 9. Joe Biden, 8. Pat Cipollone, I think is how we pronounce his name, the White House lawyer, is 7. Liz Cheney is 6. Kamala Harris is 5. Gavin Newsom is 4. Ivanka Trump, not Ivanka, Ivana, the mother, is in there at number 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. The Ivana thing happening toward the end of the week, so probably get some more play next week. That's the People List here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
So what's the deal? We get into the summertime. Calitrin always has a deal. You go to TopLoss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at TopLoss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10. It's at TopLoss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOPLOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to TopLoss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The charts for the week of July 11th to the 15th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list first, if you please. Doug Steffen, starting at number 10, the Space Telescope. Wow, that James Webb thing. If you haven't looked at those pictures, please avail yourself of that opportunity. Number 9, a discussion of abortion rights. The lawmakers who've been caught flat-footed in this row between the Ohio girl and what's going on. Wow, what a mess. Number 8, immigration. The guy that that was responsible for the impregnation is an illegal immigrant, so that rolled together there. Number 7 is crime. Number 6, the censorship in technology. Number 5 is COVID. Number 4, the war. Number 3, January 6th. Number 2, the economy. And number 1, our political realities, moving into the last of the primary season and the elections coming up. That's the list. All right, so we have the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We also have at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, and MHInterview.com, Michael brings us into the experience of a lot of great broadcasters. And this week, he's got a fellow that is he's like you and I, a Bay Stater, who's made a good... I think you kind of discovered this guy, too, didn't you?
I kind of did, but it was a long time ago. He's certainly gone on to his own career, and he's an owner. He owns and operates a radio station in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX, 1100.
great call Arizona. Letters.
Yeah.
FNX or Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix. Yeah. And his name is Bill Brady, and it's a real behind-the-scenes radio conversation.
Yeah.
And it's at mhinterview.com, the Michael Harrison interview, and I appreciate you letting me tell it.
Well, we all love that stuff. We love talking about this sort of thing, and I think it's infectious. People listen, and they can hear the infectiousness of our voice, the enthusiasm we have. It's great to find, no matter what your business, your car business, whatever your business, you're a doctor, but if you're excited, I had dinner the other night with a doctor who's 93 years old, is still excited about being a doctor. So it's cool. Bill Brady, the subject of Michael's interview, mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. The idea that we are influenced. The thing that I found most exciting, I'm not offending, hopefully, you, but I find the whole business about the Webb Telescope, number 10, for me, it was just number one. It was so exciting. And it was off the mark. I know that I don't represent the average host anyway. So, but the you
would
like
I offended?
Am.
Why would I be offended by
it? Well, because sometimes I throw my own two cents worth in, and it isn't reflective of what's on the chart itself.
Well, the James Webb Space Telescope came in at number 10 this week on news talk shows, which means it has been talked about. It is capturing the attention and the curiosity of just about everybody who's aware. So many kids grow up with a fascination for astronomy and for space and for science and science fiction and dinosaurs. I mean, what kid doesn't love dinosaurs? So I think this appeals to not only the kid and the curiosity in all of us, but this marks a major breakthrough in the human race's understanding and ability to understand the extraordinarily vast and complex cosmos that surrounds us.
Do you really think we understand, or are we just in awe because we don't understand what we're looking at? We can't comprehend that what we're looking at may not have been in existence for millions, if not billions of years, and yet we can still see it.
Yeah, well, you bring up a very good point. We understand little pieces of reality, and we build a case from there. We don't understand the big picture, and we certainly don't understand, you know, the why of it all. Like, why are we here? You know, who created all of this? What is the purpose of it? So we understand a lot less than we do understand, but each step along the way gives us more understanding of these little framed paradigms that we create, so that we aren't completely, you know, totally confused. And do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm confused, but I follow what you're saying. Yeah. But to look at the beauty, the hues, and to imagine, this is where I come from, thinking about the fact that we can fly, and it's only been 100 years since we learned how to fly as humans, and we built equipment that takes us from one city to another. I'm going to get on a plane this afternoon and fly almost 3,000 miles, and I'll have watched a movie, had a meal and a nap, and it will seem like I was, you know, sitting downstairs in the den watching TV, having my dinner. And then you look at what the capabilities are of these rockets to get us up to the space station. And now we have a couple of things out in the universe that are millions of miles away already from where we are, looking into the vast expanse of space and giving us something to understand. I think the average person, maybe because they're so wrapped up in their own lives, they're so wrapped up in their devices and the divisiveness of the inconsequential arguing between one side and another about things that are not really particularly important. Maybe that is something that we dwell on. We think about how little this all means.
Well, we're spinning, as Paul Simon said, we're spinning in infinity. That was from what you can call me, Al. Spinning in infinity. That's what we are. We're between the far and the near, the macroscopic, the microscopic. Infinity seems to go in all directions, to the very large, the very small. It's very hard to comprehend. And that includes our earthly concerns, you know. Yeah. It's like if you look at an ant colony or a beehive, they've got their concerns. You know, we think they're stupid because they don't go to work in cars and buy insurance policies and do the stuff we do. They think we're stupid because we don't know how to make honey and we don't know how to bring food back to the anthill. It's a remarkable thing, this mystery called life and consciousness, and it's always good to maintain an awareness of it, whether it's religion or just philosophy, in addition to the day-to-day mundane.
All right, one more take on it. The fact that human beings can create a machine, that we've used our brain, this shows you what a wonderful thing our brain is, and that it ought to be, in my mind, more extolling the value and virtue of the minds that can figure out that you push a little button and it's going to move a jet on something that's millions of miles away to correct its course. Who can think like that? Somebody has been able to think like it. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a wow. It's fabulous. Yeah. All right. A great note to finish our conversation. I'm Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.